Walter Petula, Road Rage, we are back. You want in, 654-7627. All right, Ramona, before we get to anything, I want to go backwards. I don't know if I actually have all those picks from Friday that were part of that insane draft. I know I do somewhere here, but go ahead. Play the clip that started all the insanity on Friday. This was from the top of our mock draft. If you missed it, it was a live mock draft in which Eric McLean and Josh Phillips were alternating picks, and I was, your humble road rage servant, was grading their selections. This is how that draft started. Go ahead, Josh. It's on you. The Cincinnati Bengals, GM of the Bengals, Josh Phillips.
Yeah, this was kind of tough. I was stuck between Isaiah Simmons, Ruggs, and Justin Herbert. But in the end, you got to go with the guy that's going to throw the football. Give me Justin Herbert from Oregon.
Wow. Wow. He screwed my draft up already.
Hang up. We'll see you later.
He blew up the combine.
Well, look at that. I knew he would do this. I didn't know he was going to do it at one, Mr. Clemson. But Mr. Clemson, now you're at two, and now you're the Washington Redskins, and now you have some decisions to make.
You definitely do, and I'd almost be willing to give up my next year's salary if Herbert goes number one, but since this is his pick, and you know, I'm still going to go with how I think it's going to happen in reality, not in dreamland. Chase Young is going to be the number two pick. He's a freak of nature. He's a guy that's going to be a instant impact starter from day one, can still grow and I think mature as a pass rusher, but there's no doubt about it. He's the best player in this draft, and he's going to go number two overall here.
I'm gonna give that selection a B, and here's why. It's not in any way a condemnation of Chase Young. I agree with Mr. Clemson's stance that, you know, he might be the best player in the draft. It's that Mr. Clemson just told me that Mr. Phillips was an idiot for passing on Burrow, and then he passed on him.
I'm still going with the reality. I'm not going into la la land.
So he's still on the board. He's still on the board. You two guys have let Joe Burrow slide to three.
Well, I'm getting ready to put Mr. Clemson in his place there with that on the next pick with the Detroit Lions.
So fade it. So that's how it starts. It starts with Josh Phillips going off the reservation. He takes Justin Herbert at one, which I'm okay with, and then Eric McLean, Mr. Clemson calls Phillips an idiot for passing on Burrow at one, and then he passes on him at two, which is how the thing started. Now, once we got past like number 10, yeah, I mean, it was astonishing. Once we got past like number 10, the thing seemed to settle in a little bit. You know, it's funny though, Ramona.
What's that?
On this subject, I saw a tweet from Gil Brandt, and Gil Brandt, let me see if I can find my tweet. Yeah, here it is. I wrote, hysterical. Gil Brandt said Burrow reminds him of Andy Dalton. I said, take comfort in that, Bengals fans. Your two quarterbacks will be old Andy Dalton and new Andy Dalton.
Oh,
now,
no.
You know, it's funny because that started a little bit of conversation, but really disconcerting for Bengals fans. Gil Brandt, storied NFL personnel guy, legend, says that Joe Burrow reminds him of Andy Dalton. And Brandt continues to say, you know, sort of the old boys network line of thinking that, you know, he really only had one good year. And that's true. He really did only have one good year. And so, but Gil Brandt saying that Joe Burrow reminds him of Andy Dalton. And you know, here's the thing. There are some similarities. That sounds like a ridiculous comment at first, but it may not be as ridiculous as it sounds. Body type-wise, very similar guys. You know, about the same size, about the same thickness, both guys with some ability to extend plays and some escapability. Neither guy with an elite arm. And I think this is why Brandt is making that comparison. Neither guy an elite arm. Similar from a body type standpoint. And then, you know, I hope in his consideration, he's evaluating the fact that Burrow had all these insane weapons all around him. Andy Dalton never had anybody like that collegiately. And maybe if you separate Burrow from, which is really, you know, one of the issues in evaluating all these guys, and it's been one of my concerns about Burrow. It's that, and by the way, everyone, we have several comments from NFL people about the alleged top couple quarterbacks. I'm going to get to one of the others in a minute, too. But Gil Brandt suggesting that Joe Burrow is Andy Dalton, I mean, there just can't be anything more disconcerting for the Bengals hierarchy or for the Bengals fan base because they uniformly hate Andy Dalton. And now you have an NFL legend telling them they're about to draft Andy Dalton, too. And again, heretofore, this would have been unthinkable. You know, this notion of Joe Burrow as Andy Dalton. But it's not unthinkable. It's real. And if you separate the player from the supporting cast, how elite does he look? Now, I know everyone thinks that Burrow's the most accurate quarterback in history and that every ball is a precision throw, but I can take you through the film and show you throw after throw that were underthrown, where receivers, great receivers, shielded defenders on vertical routes and made plays. Look, I like Burrow. I like Burrow a little more than Gil Brandt does. I think there are a lot of things he does well. I think there's a toughness about him. I think that he is accurate on the move. I think, by and large, he is an accurate thrower of the football. I go back to the toughness element. I like his grit. I think there's something to the kid. He led his team to a national title. But when you separate him from the supporting cast, who and what is he? And the truth is, we don't know. And the reason we don't know is because he never let us see. He elected to skip the entire pro season process. He planned on having a pro day, which would have been keeping in his comfort zone, and that pro day got canceled. So it doesn't sound like Gil Brandt loves Burrow. And it does sound like he loves Herbert. And then this happened, Ramona.
What's that?
Phil Simms, legendary NFL quarterback, who has a really good proven track record when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks, said that if Justin Herbert played for Alabama, there would be no doubt in anyone's mind who the number one pick in the draft would be. How long have I been saying that? How long? A year? How long have I been saying it? Are you there, Ramona? Does this mic work?
I thought it was rhetorical. Hello. Forever. You've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah. Forever, I've been saying that if you took Herbert and you put him on LSU or Alabama, nobody would be talking about those other two guys. Nobody. Phil Simms the other day says the exact same thing. He said, if you put Justin Herbert on Alabama, he would be the no-brainer number one pick in the draft. You know what else he said? He said he doesn't like Tua at all. He said,
not at all.
He's a little guy who throws nothing but slant passes. How long have I said that? How long have I said, you know, he's a six-foot quarterback with an injury history who is running an RPO slant-based offense? I've called him a point guard, a distributor of the ball. Look, there are elements of Tua I like more than Phil Simms, all right? And just like there are elements of Burrow I like more than Brandt, but I think there's significant truth in what both gentlemen had to say. Now, again, do they do some things well? Yeah. One of the things Tua does well is he's pretty decisive. He drops back, he plants his foot, he gets rid of the ball. He has a quick release. He plants his rear foot and the ball is out. And sometimes throughout this season, Herbert has not been as quick to get rid of the ball. Can anybody tell me why? Well, I can give you one reason why. It's because none of his guys are open. See, you hold the ball as a quarterback when your receivers don't get any separation. And does Herbert wait to see guys clear a little bit? Yeah, because, again, he has to. Because he doesn't have guys, he didn't have guys for the most part, maybe Johnson to a degree, who wanted the catch point. And he certainly didn't have guys who got the type of separation that the Bama or LSU receivers did. How many times have I made the point, including with Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Senior Bowl, that that the best receiver that Herbert threw to in 4 years as starter was seventh round draft pick Dillon Mitchell. Therefore, you are, you know, again, I've said this. You are not comparing quarterback to quarterback. You're comparing their offenses. When you evaluate and you decide that Tua or Burrow are better than Herbert, you're not evaluating the players. I'm sorry, you're not. These Kuipers and McShays of the world, they are locked in this notion. They have been forever. They believed Matt Barkley was the best quarterback in the nation for 2 years because they were evaluating his offense. They weren't evaluating the players. You have to take them out of their supporting cast and evaluate their traits. You have to evaluate who they are as players, not how good their receivers are. And unfortunately, there's almost nobody who's capable of doing that. Everybody does the exact same thing. They see LSU put up these enormous numbers, and they say, well, Burrow threw for 6,000 yards, and he threw for 60 touchdown passes. Yeah. And look at the players who were around him. I have a newsflash for you. There are a number of quarterbacks around the country who would have done similar things. And my belief is Herbert would have topped all of that. So now you have, suddenly, as this draft begins to near, the givens, the automatics, Burrow pick one, no question. Now you have Gil Brandt calling Joe Burrow Andy Dalton and saying that he prefers Herbert. You have Phil Simms saying that if Herbert played for Alabama, he'd be the no-brainer number one pick and that he doesn't like Tua at all. Walt Tula Road Rage, time to get in. 654-7627. Quick break. We'll be back.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we're here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
It's springtime at First Team Sports, and the spring cleaning is done. Although we have changed our store hours, we have not changed our great deals. Shop anytime between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can call 268-6227 or email our store manager, Nate Moon, nate.moon@firstteamsc.com, and we will help you find what you're looking for, and we'll ship it out at no charge. Stay smart and stay healthy. Your continuous support is greatly appreciated.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Health insurance can be frustrating, expensive, the whole process overwhelming. At The Insurance Source, our mission statement is simple and straightforward. Everything we do is to help make health insurance easier. For the business owner who needs to protect his bottom line. For the HR folks who often handle hundreds of things all at once. For the employees who need to understand how all of this works and appreciate what they have and someone they can count on to fight for them. We love to help people, and we're good at it. Can we help you? Give us a call, 864-INSURE-1. That's 467-8731. You have a lot of choices in who to use, but I'm proud of my team and the great work that we do. In fact, we were just recognized as the best insurance agency in the upstate. Thank you for believing in us, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Grandlick. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, Ramon, I've had about 10 people send me that video that I'm supposed to see from 74 or 75. I'm going to have to check that out later. I can't listen to the audio now during the show, but I will listen to it after the show. I appreciate all you people who sent it. Jeremy says, Bro gives me the Jeff George vibe. I hope I'm wrong for his sakes. Great show as always, brother. Well, look, I don't know, Jeremy. I think there are some things to like about Burrow. I think he has some grit and toughness George was a bit of a mama's boy. In college, he actually let his mama do a little bit of the fighting for him. God, hey, Ramona, God forbid his agent is floating around here again. He'll be calling us again about me saying bad things about Jeff George. But Jeff George, look, here's the difference. I mean, at the very least, Bro appeared to be a leader of men. Jeff George was never a leader of men. Now, I will say this. George had a much stronger arm than Burrow. Much stronger. George had an elite arm. He had a historically elite arm. You know, the guy that George reminds me of is Jay Cutler. Or those two remind me of each other. Because they're fundamentally the same guy. They were just, I mean, they're just the walking dead. You know, they were the absolute opposite of a leader of men. But you know, Ron, it's like we said the other day, you want to know how bad things are in Chicago? Uh-huh. Those people are writing that they want Jay Cutler back.
What? I mean, must be bad. Yeah, must be real bad.
Things can't be much worse when in Chicago, when they have Mitchell Trubisky, that they want Jay Cutler back. It's hard. It's hard to get much worse than that. I mean, imagine somebody rooting for Jay Cutler. I mean, rooting to have Jay Cutler.
That is weird.
That's how bad things have gotten in the Windy City, apparently, with regard to football. You know, by the way, they're going to have an open competition. It's called the Ryan Pace Leaves Town competition. The GM there who moved up to draft Mitchell Trubisky and now had to go bring in Nick Foles. And now they're going to have an open competition. You talk about being in a bad situation in a bad way. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Me and mine are safe. I hope you and yours are.
Good. Appreciate it, Robert. Thank you.
I wanted to, before you got too far removed from it, I wanted to talk about your Lombardi and a little NASCAR. But before I do that, that Gil Brandt, comparing Burrow to Dalton, man, I thought that was dead on. I had never heard that, and I'm curious, was Dalton, I remember him playing at TCU, was he surrounded by elite weapons?
No.
But
he was a good college quarterback. I mean, he came here and beat Clemson in the rain.
Yeah, yeah. He was good. And I mean, I remember he moved around the pocket.
I think he rushed for 100 yards in that game, if memory serves.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just curious about that. But as soon as you said that, I thought, you know, that's exactly right. Brandt's dead on that. I still think, you've been right about a lot of stuff, Walt, but I still think you're going to be right about Herbert being drafted number one the closer it gets to the draft. You know, you've been saying that for a year and a half or maybe longer.
Well, again, look, I can't prevent people from doing the wrong thing at the start of the draft. I think that there was a errant notion that from, you know, ex-NFL scout Daniel Jeremiah, ex-NFL scout who had Herbert down, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 or wherever he had Patrick Mahomes when he didn't have him in his top 50 right before the draft that year. And again, I think that these people are not quick to move off their wrongness. And gradually, I think that Herbert has not only alleviated many of their concerns, I think that he's been the shining star the entire postseason. And as we get closer and closer to the draft, I think more and more people are becoming accepting of that. They're starting to there's a gradual awakening that's happening in the scouting world and elsewhere. When we're on the calendar, we've moved within 3 weeks of the date, and all of a sudden people are saying, you know, Tua is injured, and all he throws are slants, and the other guy looks like Andy Dalton, and oh yeah, I've got a 6'6 guy who's 240 pounds with a howitzer for an arm, who, by the way, at the request of one of the teams at his pro day workout, I don't know how many people have seen this video, but at the request of one of the teams at his pro day workout, they asked Herbert to stand with his feet at the goal line, inside the goal line, and throw the ball in the opposite direction, in other words, the 100 yards, with his feet parallel and his shoulder squared with no body rotation. And he threw the ball 64 yards. He threw a football 64 yards with his feet squared behind the goal line and his shoulder squared with no body rotation, no use of his legs. He flat-footed, threw a football 64 yards. I think that the closer and closer we get, there are people starting to ask the right questions and realizing that, hey, we got one guy who played 4 years as a starter, never played with any talent whatsoever in terms of receiver, put up great numbers that got better every single year, aced the entire postseason, was the MVP of the Senior Bowl practice, MVP of the Senior Bowl, was the star of the combine, and has participated in every element of it, is really bright, 4.0 student. And the other two guys haven't participated in a single stinking thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, Walt, I'm putting Herbert in my mock draft number one, and I may be wrong, but you've convinced me and everybody else has. So, talking about NASCAR, just right quick, you know, I'm a lifelong NASCAR fan. I'm 54 years old, and some of my earliest memories are listening to NASCAR on the radio. My dad worked on cars. He built dirt track cars for people. NASCAR needs to get back to where they were in the 80s. Do you remember the movie Days of Thunder? You know, Rubin is racing.
No, I didn't watch that movie.
Well, I knew as soon as that came out of my mouth. But basically, you could push and bang and beat on each other. Now these cars are like made out of aluminum foil. And if you bang on somebody, you know, it crushes the fender in, and next thing you know, they're cutting tires down. The owners, you know, they're crying and belly aching about their million-dollar investments in these cars out there, so they don't want beating and banging. If NASCAR doesn't get back to beating and banging, they might as well take it to the stinking e-sports, because, you know, last year they increased the spoiler height to slow the cars down a little bit, and I'm thinking to myself, why not just increase the weight of the car by reinforcing the areas where they can go back to beating and banging? NASCAR has not been a well-run organization for I don't know how long. The France family, they have not done a good job running that organization. The decisions they've made have kowtowed to the owners more than it has to the fans. And they need to get back to where racing, you know, and I'm not talking about beating and banging on tracks where they're running 190, 200 miles an hour. Let's get that straight. But tracks like Richmond and Bristol and some of these smaller tracks where their speeds aren't that up there, these cars need to be able to beat and bang on each other. So
I don't foresee that happening. I don't think you put the genie back in the bottle. It's not the way the sport is going. Just like I don't foresee football going back to full physicality again. You know, it just seems like we've moved away from that, and the idea is to keep moving away from that.
Yeah. But speaking of football, you know, you were playing the Lombardi excerpts, and I found it interesting, and I'm sure I'm ad-libbing here. I'm not quoting this exactly, but, you know, he was comparing football to rest of life, and it was funny that he compared it to the Army first. And that brings up one of my biggest pet peeves, is that it has become faux pas or taboo to compare football to being in the military. And that just drives me crazy, because, yeah, there's no bullets flying and bombs going off and people aren't dying, but football couldn't be any closer to being in the military if it tried. You've got a group of individuals out there under mental and physical duress, trying to function as a team to accomplish a series of tasks that lead to successful completions of objectives And if you successfully complete enough objectives, you reach the ultimate goal. You can't, I mean, there is no better comparison to being in the military than playing football. And it drives me crazy when these people come out and start talking about, you shouldn't compare football to the military because people are dying in the military. Yeah, that drives me crazy, Walt. But, man, well, I love the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
Go ahead. Not a problem.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it as always, Robert. Yeah, you know, look, I get both sides of that. I really do. I think that I think you have to be careful comparing anything to people who are protecting our country and in many cases giving or paying the greatest price. I get it, but I also understand that we're way too politically sensitive and way you know. It's funny, Ramona. You know, the other day when Rex Ryan used the unfortunate word turd to describe Amari Cooper, Twitter blew up and it was all aflame with oh, how could he say that? It's just, you know, despicable. And yet 2 seconds later, even within those tweets themselves, these people are all saying the most vile things about him. You know what I mean?
I don't get that.
Meanwhile, you know, look. The word he used is a little bit disgusting, but it's not vile. You know, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not, people are saying the worst things on Twitter every day. These are the people who are whining that this guy used that word. You know, get over it already. Get over it. You know, he doesn't like him. You know, if he said he thinks he sucks, I mean, so what? So what? He has a right to his opinion. You don't like his wording, too bad. You know, and again, the same people all over Twitter use the most foul language humanly possible. You know, every other word out of their mouth is F this, F that. Meanwhile, they're complaining about the fact some guy called another guy a turd. I mean, come on, man. Marcel.
Hey, Walt.
Marcel.
Happy Monday to you, sir, along with Ramona.
Same
Thank
to you, Marcel.
Well, I'm going to tweet it at After Dark Marcel, so you can retweet it, sir.
Absolutely.
At After Dark Marcel, it's a great place to follow my beloved tweets. Now, what? Happy Monday. 105.5.
By the way, Marcel, I'm only going to be able to like it because for some reason your tweet is not letting me retweet it.
I liked it.
Okay, I don't know why, but the retweet little insignia is not lit up, so it's not allowing me to.
On your Twitter account.
Yeah, it may be because your account is locked.
Oh yeah, I have to turn it off the unlocked so you can retweet it.
I would think so. So what else Alrighty. Is going on before we run out of time?
Hey, Walt and Ramona, do you know the Clemson men's basketball team is going to be re-aired on their ESPN's new home, ACC Network? Well, now's your chance. Starting with Clemson at North Carolina tonight at 8 Eastern, followed by Clemson taking on number 3, Duke. On Thursday, we have Clemson men's basketball against number 5, Louisville. On the 10th, we got number 6, Florida State. And last but not least, on the 12th, Easter Sunday, Clemson versus Miami at the ACC tournament in Greensboro.
How about all that? Yeah.
Wait till we see what
absolutely
happens.
Marcel. We get to enjoy Clemson kicking the crap out of all those top 6 teams again.
I like that, sir. So ACC Network, ESPN's friendly giant
Did I lose
network.
Him?
That's going to be.
Did we lose Marcel?
Clemson men's basketball.
I think we lost him, but I think we got to go to break anyway. Marcel, good talk as always. Call me next Monday. and we'll pick it up. Hey, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt is an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. You have somebody with the expertise and experience to properly diagnose any issues. We have top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment that we keep up to date. We believe in our work. That's why we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. We believe in honest estimates. One of our service advisors will always go line by line with any recommended work we suggest, let you know the urgency behind any repairs. How about this with an oil change? Tell me where you get this. One, we test drive your vehicle before and after. Two, our master tech will rotate your tires. This service is not only included in your oil change, but performed by one of our master techs. Three, our master tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. We see others glance at brakes. That's not enough. We remove the tires and we measure your brakes. Four, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, and so much more. It is First Class Halt. Go see him in Anderson and Greenville. Two locations to serve you. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. You want to get in on the phone lines. People always complain you can't get in. It's probably true almost all last week, but you can get in right now. 654-7627. 654-7627. Quick break.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today. Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The drive-thru's open, because no matter what's going on in the world, we all gotta eat. Feed the whole family with the big Bo Box for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's Bo time.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit EverlandLiving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everland of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square.
We all know to wash our hands and social distancing, but did you know the CDC recommends cleaning the hard and soft surfaces in your home? There's no one better to call than the cleaning experts at Zero Res. Deemed as an essential business and is continuing to provide cleaner, healthier, and safer environments for their customers. Get three rooms of carpet clean for $119, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 558-7300 or schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
For 25 years, Husqvarna Automowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Automower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna Automower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Automower professionals for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line, 864-986-1566, from The Roar.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Texter 349 says, the crazy scenario that took place on Friday on the mock draft with Justin Herbert going at one, who would the Redskins take at two, in your opinion? I'm inclined to think they would take Burrow. Unless this staff believes in Haskins to a degree, and I think they should. Look, I think the right choice for the Washington Redskins at two is to just sit there and take Chase Young unless somebody offers the Redskins a windfall to move up. And maybe they will. I'm starting to wonder a little bit if there's a scenario where Tua slips. I know the whole world thinks he's going to be taking it too, and people are going to deal up for him and all this stuff. You know, don't be sure. I don't think Washington's taking a quarterback. I think Miami is intent on taking a quarterback. I'm not as convinced as the rest of the world that Miami favors Tua. We'll see. And then the Chargers, you know, you think they're going to take a quarterback, but they have issues at left tackle. They let Akun go, and they really seem to believe in Tyrod Taylor. So are they going to take a quarterback? Maybe. Maybe not. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Texter asked, did you mention Tom Dempsey? I did. But another texter asked whether I saw that Al Kaline had passed away. I had not seen that. Al Kaline, one of the greatest players who ever lived, over 3,000 hits, was playing in Major League Baseball as a kid, 19, 20 years old, was just an incredible player for the Detroit Tigers franchise, and I had not as yet seen that. I'm sure that's on Twitter somewhere. It is. Mr. Tiger, RIP Mr. Tiger, RIP Al Kaline, dead at the age of 85. Very saddened to hear that. Let me get back to the phones. You want in, 654-7627. Let me get to Mountain Gamecock. Mountain Gamecock, how are you?
Hey, man. Gosh, I hate to hear Al Kaline was a... you talk about a ball player. That guy, he came straight out of high school and just became a star.
Yep.
Amazing player. But I just wanted to call. Everybody talks about, you mentioned Lombardi and all that. Everybody talks about Dick Butkus, Lawrence Taylor, Luke Kuechly. Probably the meanest linebacker ever was Ray Nitschke. And his famous quote, in four words, I'm not a madman.
Nitschke was... Nitschke was incredible. I'm not sure there was anybody who was beyond Buckus in any category. I think Buckus was as mean as could be, and Buckus was also a sensational athlete. People don't realize, Buckus was playing at over 250 pounds, and he had great athleticism, before he carved up his knees. The unfortunate thing about their timing in history was that both Buckus and Sayers tore up their knees, and today... they would have been able to return from those injuries then, not so much.
Mm-hmm. And I'm get carried off on a tangent because, there's other linebackers that people just don't realize that were so great. A guy that you would never think by looking at him was a linebacker, Ted Hendricks. An amazing linebacker for the Colts and the
Raiders.
One of the best defenses in the history. So,
the Raiders, Hendricks was the stork and was over 6'6", and was a tremendous outside presence. Great pass rusher, pretty much great in everything. And of course, he played at a time frame where the Chiefs and the Raiders truly hated each other. That was. I think that's the greatest rivalry in the history of the National Football League, at least during that period, because other teams disliked each other, Redskins, Cowboys, but Kansas City and Oakland hated each other. I mean, hated. They tried to hurt each other.
He was also on the team with the Colts Bubba Smith and Roy Hilton. He was a linebacker on that team, and that team was a heck of a had a heck of a defense.
Bubba Smith was obviously incredible, he played at Michigan State.
Yep. Here's another linebacker that nobody gives credit because he played for 11 seasons. For one of the sorriest teams ever, and that's Tommy.
Hendricks played. Not to interrupt you, but Hendricks played from 69 to 73 with Baltimore. Played 74 in Green Bay, and then really the highlight, the key part of his career was with the Raiders from 75 to 83, and where I think he really became a dominant player. Yeah, he was a 4-time Super Bowl champion, 8-time Pro Bowler.
Yep, the year that he was playing with the Colts, they beat Dallas 16-13.
Yeah, worst Super Bowl game ever played.
How good their defense was.
Yeah, but that game is generally considered the worst Super Bowl game to have ever been played. The 16-13 game. Jimmy O'Brien, the kicker, won that game on a 32-yard field goal. The game itself was a disgrace. It actually became known in Super Bowl lore as the Blunder Bowl because it was just filled with turnovers and mistakes. It was really an ugly, ugly, ugly close game.
Yep. And that might have had to do with defense. Another guy, man, like I told you, he played with the sorriest team for 11 seasons, Atlanta Falcons. Tommy Novus, another great linebacker. He just never got the credit because he played for a sorry football team. Reeves said if he played with the Dallas Cowboys, he would probably be one of their best linebackers, one of the better linebackers they ever had.
Well, look, again, that's taking the player out of the system, right? I mean, Novus was a Mike linebacker, and he was incredible, and he's one of the greats, and he just, it's like Buckus, he didn't play on good teams. But, of course, Buckus garnered more celebrity, probably because of his violence. Buckus, and by the way, those were great names, too. Those weren't only the greatest linebackers in history. Those were the greatest names. Buckus, Nitschke. I mean, those are the kind of names that middle linebackers should have. And there were other great ones. Willie Lanier of the Chiefs. Willie Lanier of the Chiefs.
Yep. And bloody noses too, man. See them because they didn't have the full face mask, and you see them come out with bloody noses. And it was so cool.
Thank you, Mom.
What do you think of? I was a big Miami Dolphins fan back in the day. The only shirt, the only jersey I ever wore with a number was number 39. You know who that is. But what do you think about Don Shula? I know he was not a Lombardi, but he won a lot of football games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, Don Shula was to his generation what Bill Belichick is to this generation. A whole generation of football fans believe Don Shula is the greatest coach who ever lived, and you can make an argument for that. His teams were invincible. Shula won at an alarming rate. I mean, he's one of the greatest who ever lived. No question about it. Brian, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Brian. Appreciate you getting in.
I appreciate you having me. I'll just mention to you on Twitter, today's a big day in country music for dates.
Oh, that Brian. Yeah. Yes, okay, so give it to me.
All right. Well, today in 1937, Merle Haggard was born. But also,
yeah, about that.
In 2016.
The Okie from Muskogee.
That's right. But he passed away on his 79th birthday in 2016, same day.
Really?
Years later. Yep.
How about that? Did not know
and
that.
Then also, nope. Then also in 1998, Tammy Wynette passed away.
Yeah, Tammy had a rather eventful, sometimes tragic life. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, she was married 5 times, I think.
Oh, yeah. And they always made a comment. She'd always sing songs about standing by your man and things about standing with your husband, and she never did. But the last one in the more closer to me is today in 2013 in Knoxville, Tennessee, George Jones gave his final concert. Which also means today in 2013 was the last time He Stopped Loving Her Today was ever heard sang live by the great George Jones.
On this date?
On this day in 2013 was his last concert.
Really? Really? Yep. I know George Jones is your personal all-time favorite. And again, he's one of the greatest historic voices of country music. There's no question about it. Absolutely, absolutely legendary. And but I did not know that. I did not know that today was the last day or was the date of his last concert in 2013, the last time he sang that song live.
That's right.
You know, Brian, you're the man when it comes to you're the man when it comes to country music. As always, I appreciate it, Brian. Obviously,
it's a passion of mine.
The 4th of April,
as you like to call it.
Yep. The 4th of April, very notable day in the history of country music. Thank you, Brian.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Yep. Excellent job. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Parham, Smith and Archinold. As Clemson grads and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice for years. That's the primary focus of Parham, Smith and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you're a loved one's a victim of medical malpractice, there is no cost to have a consultation with the firm, and no cost unless there's a settlement or verdict. So all you need to do is call 242-9008, 242-9008. Speak with Parham, Smith, and Archinold, 242-9008. I promise they will help you. All right. You want in the conversation, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. I want to start to talk a little bit about college football as we start thinking ahead to the season. There are a couple of interesting articles out that I want to I want to touch on in that regard. We'll start on that process when we return. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
I'm Garrett Wilson, owner of Sun Stoppers in Easley and our newest location in Pickens. You've made us successful over the last 20 years, and as my thanks to you, I'm offering window tinting on trucks and SUVs for just $49.99. That's right, $49.99. Visit us on the web at www.sunstoppers.com, and remember, our Easley location is right beside Silver Bay, and our Pickens location is across the street from Walmart. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut. Huh? The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Aww. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
If you have to call a customer service number to discuss your investments, you should see what IQ Capital Strategy can do for you locally. Brian knows each investor has unique goals, and his multi-strategy active management strategy could help produce more favorable results for you with local customer service and personal support than you should expect from someone you're trusting with your investments. Visit IQ Capital Strategy at 735 North Townville Street in Seneca, or give them a call at 848-CAPITAL. That's 848-CAPITAL. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial, and IQ Capital are separate entities. If you're